Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Joined by my co-host Dave Shoemate, taking the time to talk all things Tennessee Creighton. Dave, what's going on, man? Appreciate you taking the time.
What's going on, Chris? Hey, we did the Bama one. Now it's time for the Friday night matchup with Vols and Creighton. Another great matchup. I mean, you talked about it. All these Sweet 16 matchups, even though without not even talking the SEC ones, are all great ones. But specifically, the SEC ones could be kind of the matchups both these teams have could be very easy on the eyes, especially with Creighton style, similar to Alabama's. He likes to shoot from the perimeter, likes to get shots at the rim, not a lot of mid-range stuff. So I thought all year Rick Barnes had a great game plan against Alabama in both their matchups. Let's see if that carries over to the matchup in Detroit.
And, Dave, this is a great week, by the way, to get the coffee maker going, because Thursday night with Bama and North Carolina, that's a late one. Tennessee-Creighton is even later, folks. This game being played at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan, Friday night, of course, a 10:09 p.m. Eastern time matchup. Dave, have fun shooting that video about midnight or so, burning that midnight oil. The game will be on TBS and or True TV. And again, the Vols and Blue Jays will do better, guys. You look at the spread in this one, Dave, really interesting. Tennessee opened as a 3.5-point favorite, the over-under opening at 147.5. Since then, Dave, some very, very interesting live movement. The total has dropped down 4 points to 143.5. That's a significant amount on a total, 143.5. The spread now, Tennessee still favored, but just by 2.5. So the money is coming in on Creighton. And Dave, I'll ask you this, and we have to start with this. How much of that do you think has to do with the fact that it feels like we've reached the point in March Madness where Tennessee typically chokes?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they had a great draw to get to the Sweet 16. I put it out on social media. I'd buy the city of Knoxville, everybody a drink in that. I don't know how I would have made that happen at some point. I'd have to come up with some loans. But if they didn't make the Sweet 16, as ugly as the game was against Texas, they did make it. But they're going to have to play better than they did in Texas. It's Charlotte. That game was in Charlotte. I think those first two round games were in Charlotte against Texas to beat Creighton. But it's not something Tennessee hasn't done this year. Now, granted, Alabama doesn't have the big guy like Ryan Kalbrenner that Creighton and Greg McDermott and them have. But it'll be interesting to see how they run Creighton and Baylor Shireman and Trey Alexander, guys like that, off the three-point line. I think they have the guys to do it. They've shown they can do it against Alabama, another great three-point shooting team. But Tennessee's going to have to score. Somebody's going to have to step up. Creighton's drop defense. They want to bring everything in at Kalbrenner, so they're going to leave a lot of mid-range shots. I think that leaves a big question. Can Zakai Ziegler make a bunch of those shots? Can he make a bunch of those runners? Can Santiago Vescovi do the same thing like that? And I think it's going to be a big game for Jonas Adu defensively. I mean, Tennessee's not a massively big team. They don't have their big enforcer like they did with Plavik last year. They got Jonas Adu, gives up a little bit more weight. So that will be interesting from that standpoint. Because I'm looking at it right now. Let me go to Tennessee real fast. Tennessee doesn't have a ton of massive. So, I mean, that can go on the front court. They got Jonas Adu, and that's really it. I mean, Toby Awaka at 6'8 plays bigger than that. But still, that could be an issue for something to Tennessee. And just turnovers. They can't be turning the ball over. But the positive thing I was looking at earlier is Creighton doesn't force a lot of turnovers. They give up a lot of points as well. But I think how Tennessee shoots mid-range, and they're willing. So I think it's guys like Zakai Ziegler, Santiago Vescovi, Jordan Gainey, and obviously Connect, see if he can get his. But I think those big three guys – how they shoot from mid-range, their shot selection against this drop, this Creighton drop defense, I think will be key.
So let's look at the bracket, Dave, of how these teams got here. Of course, Tennessee takes down St. Peter's in their first-round game, pretty easy contest. Like you mentioned, that game against Texas was a thriller. It was low-scoring. It was sloppy. But the bottom line in March is just win 62-58. Tennessee got the job done against Texas. From the Creighton perspective, they take down Akron in that first-round matchup, then had a big game against Oregon, who was a surprise winner in their first-round matchup against South Carolina. Jermaine Cousinard goes crazy. Creighton doesn't just win. They win this game by double digits, 86-73. And, Dave, again, you mentioned some things about Creighton, some things you would see. What are your biggest takeaways and challenges you think will be presented for Tennessee? Again, you look down the list. Shireman averaging 18.3 points per game. They're really balanced, by the way. They're top three scorers.
Yeah,
Shireman, Alexander, and Kalbrenner, I think is how you say his name.
Yeah, Kalbrenner, right?
Yeah, Kalbrenner. 18.3, 17.7, and 17.4. So, I mean, that's a three-headed monster right there. They've also got Ashworth at 11 points per game and Mason Miller, 5.7. But your thoughts on this Creighton club again? This is a team that admittedly I don't think many of us has seen much of this year. I don't know if there's many folks out in SEC country that are watching much Creighton Blue Jay basketball, but from what you've seen in the tournament, what challenges will they present Tennessee?
Yeah, for SEC fans, they've faced just common opponents this year. I'll tell you, in the SEC, Creighton played Alabama back December 16th, got the 85-82 win at home. That was the game Kalbrenner went out with a little bit of a foot injury at the end of the first half. Alabama was up for a lot of that game. That was just a score fest. I mean, again, 85-82, both teams had scored more. But, again, they were going back and forth in that first half. But really, where Tennessee could take advantage here is Creighton's not a fantastic defensive team. They're not. They don't force a lot of turnovers. They kind of like to get in their style play, get up and down the floor again, shoot a lot of threes, get a lot of rim shots. Bring defensively, they want to suck you down and make you try to get to the rim past Kalbrenner. So I think from a matchup standpoint, Tennessee, I see some people liking the matchup for Creighton. I kind of like it from Tennessee if they're not – they have to be shooting well. They can't go shoot what they did in these first two games. They got to play better offensively. This is, I think, a game Connect has to play well. But, like I mentioned earlier, one of those three guys, because a lot of those mid-range shots are going to be there. That's where Tennessee's going to have to make their bread and butter. And it's nothing Greg McDermott and Creighton know they're not giving up every game. You got to be willing to take them. And just for whatever reason in college basketball now, it's not really the style. People don't really like to shoot a lot of mid-range. But Rick Barnes does not tell his players to shy away from it. Again, a lot of people, even like Nate Oates, doesn't tell his players to shy away from it. It's just not a high-efficiency shot. But again, Rick Barnes, old-school coach, if you're giving them that, the elbow shot within, I think that kind of plays as Zakai Ziegler, Santiago Vescovi's pace, as long as they're not passive, because they got to know and they watch tape. They do their scouting report. They've had a couple of days now. They know it's going to be there. So I expect a confident, aggressive Tennessee team offensively. And again, the defense, Tennessee usually plays well. But again, I'm interested to see how they run them off the 3-point line. Rick Barnes this year so far in his two matchups against Alabama, a similar team to Creighton in style, has done a good job managing that offense.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Dave, I have to admit, when it comes to this ball game, I cannot wait to stay up late on a Friday night and watch Dalton Connect go to work. This dude has been a walking video game all season long. Some of the performances he's put up, I think back to, what was it, the 39-point performance against Auburn earlier in the year. Like, this dude has just – he has been absolutely electric. And we talked about – and I know there's many Tennessee fans, whether they want to admit it or not, they're coming into this matchup feeling good, but maybe a sick feeling in the stomach. Oh, God, here we are yet again. We got everything out in front of us. The path is laid to the Elite Eight. We can smell it. We can sense it. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But here comes – there's doubt in the background, right? That old nemesis come to haunt Tennessee fans yet again. If there's anybody who can stop that, it's a guy like Dalton Connect, who I think, for my money's worth, is the best player in college basketball.
Yeah, true bucket getter, a guy that they've had some guys who could score the basketball before, but nobody that could kind of take over the game individually, create his own shot, make tough shots like you got to have in tournament play down the stretch, like Dalton Connect's proven throughout league play. I think this is their best opportunity to go on an extended run here under Rick Barnes. Again, winner of this game, there's a tough one probably sitting right around the corner. As long as it holds chalk, you got Zach Edey and Purdue sitting there as well. So I think either of these matchups, whoever gets Purdue next, will just be a blast to watch on Sunday.
So, Dave, when you take a look at this game, again, we know it was a frustrating first weekend, or opening weekend, I should say, for the SEC. I think it's going to be a bounce back, though. Here you go, Dave. I think Tennessee wins. I think Tennessee covers. I think Tennessee wins by double digits. Give me the Vols 78, Creighton 63. I think Tennessee is tired of hearing about the noise of how this is the point where they're going to fall flat. This is the point where they're going to choke. I think this team is locked in. I think this team is focused. I think Dalton Connect will show up. You mentioned Jonas Adu. Keep an eye on him. He's going to play a big role in this one. These veteran guys, I think, are going to step up. There's a guy, Zieglers of the world. I think Tennessee gets the job done, Dave, and I think they do advance to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be 78-70 Tennessee. I think Tennessee's going to advance as well. I think Dalton Connect has one of those games that people have been kind of putting a big microscope on, like, hey, this is Tennessee's first legit score. I think he's going to go prove that. And then, like I said, a guy if I had to pick out of those three, give me Zakai Ziegler and probably Jordan Gainey. There's some guys that are going to take advantage of that Creighton defense. The mid-range should be there. I like Tennessee in this game. The defense travels, the tough blue-collar points, rebounding, that travels. It will travel to Detroit. Tennessee's going to be on their way to an Elite Eight matchup with a Final Four trip to Phoenix standing in their way. Big guy. We all know him, Zach Edey, most likely, if everything stands to go scratch. I say that now. We'll probably be – it probably won't be Purdue.
Dave, with the John Calipari chatter over the last couple of days, he's returning to Kentucky next year. And again, I say that because the pressures that face these SEC head coaches, and I'm certainly not insinuating that Rick Barnes' job is on the line, but like, how important would you say is this game for Rick Barnes just getting past this point? Because I know Tennessee fans are happy with where the program is, but the unfortunate reality is you're judged off what you do in March. And if you can't win at this time of year, fans are going to get frustrated.
Probably depends how it looks a little bit, too. If it's like a complete no-show, then yeah, it's going to – but if it's like a game that even your basketball and your casual basketball fans – I should say your purest college basketball purists and your casual basketball fans could at least appreciate, and it's back and forth because Creighton's a good team, too. I think people could appreciate that. But again, you have your people that kind of morale, can't get past it, kind of had a – decent draw first two rounds, didn't play great. They only won because they were the higher seed, and then we get to Creighton, who's about on their level, and we just lost. I think it kind of depends how they stub their toe there. I think it, how it looks. I mean, from a realistic standpoint, of course you're gonna have your fanatic. It doesn't matter if they don't win. It screw how the game actually looked. You know, a single elimination tournament once we get to the top 16 teams in the country. But I think a realistic fan will take a step back and be like, hey, if this was good basketball. It happens, tournament, just unfortunate. But again, if it's a no-show, offense isn't turning, isn't doing anything, Connect's not getting going, turnovers against a team like Creighton, it doesn't force a lot of turnovers. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of frustration because you look like you walked into another Sweet 16 performance not prepared.
Well, selfishly, not just I'm saying that because we're SEC Unfiltered, Dave, but because the sports fan in me, I really genuinely hope we do get Tennessee and Purdue would be a legendary matchup to watch. Oh, very true. Very true. Tennessee and Creighton meeting with a spot in the Elite Eight on the line. Vols and Blue Jays set to go at it. Guys, that's going to do it all for us. Appreciate each and every single one of you tuning in. Be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Make sure you check out the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Find us on social media, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and, of course, guys, stay up to date with all the latest March Madness coverage from us over at our website, secunfiltered.com. For Dave Shoemate, I'm Chris Phillips. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.